baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's Thad Levine. He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade. Cause the boys in the front office are always hard. Come talking that trash and they'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, skin, I ain't said spit.
The John Daniels Show, brought to you by Evan Williams Bourbon and BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
All right, joining us now on the Ben Skin Show, John J.D. Daniels. How are you doing today, J.D.?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Hey, we're doing really, really well. We are excited about the future of the Rangers, but obviously this weekend will mark the end of an era as the ballpark in Arlington, as it is so affectionately known, or Globe Life Park, will come to an end, and you guys will move into a new park with air conditioning, but as you reflect back, on all the great memories from this ballpark, do you think you'll get emotional at all looking back on it as you guys bring this era to a close?
I think so, man, a little bit. You know, I've grown up here, you know, professionally I've grown up here. And, a lot of relationships, a lot of, like, amazing times, a lot of tough times, too. Really outside of a few years after school, I mean, my whole adult life's been spent here, and a ton of friendships and relationships been built, and you know, crazy things have happened, and this place will always symbolize that for me.
You know, as you head into this weekend, rather, what are some of the things that you would like to see, you know, happen with the crowd or happen with the fans, or what kind of an experience would you like for them to take out of the final weekend? Obviously you guys have games with Boston, but the final weekend with the Yankees.
Well, man, I know John Blake and Chuck Morgan and everybody else in the organization. I mean, there's a lot of really cool things planned to kind of highlight some of the stuff in the past, but also the present. I mean, I think it's kind of, I'm kind of glad it lines up where Lance Lynn gets to pitch the final game, because, you know, just symbolism of that, the year he's having, but also our home fans get to recognize what he's done. And I think, you know, we're going to sell out with a lot of alumni in the crowd, and, you know, it could be a pretty cool emotional day. And so to have him after this dominating season, hopefully get a, you know, walk off the mound to an ovation short term. But I'm looking forward to seeing all the alumni coming back, you know, recognizing that the all-time team of the ballpark here. I know, you know, Chuck and John have some surprises up their sleeves that they haven't even told all of us about, but I just think a lot of cool stuff, man. And then they're going to, you know, it's kind of a little bit of an ode to the prior park, you know, that before we moved in here in 94, and that transition. So I think for folks that have grown up here, you know, a little bit younger, and have, you know, experienced the playoff years in the 90s and in the 2000s, I think there'll be a ton of connections there for them, all the great times they had in this park. For folks that are a little older, that have, you know, been in this area longer, that know the history of the franchise and remember when we moved in here, I think there'll be, you know, a little bit of something for them too, and just a lot of emotional ties for everybody. It'll be pretty cool.
There's been a lot of great memories there, obviously, and when I think of that ballpark, I think of the jet stream, and I think of how the ball can carry from time to time out of that park. It truly has felt like a hitter's park over the years. Do you think any of that will translate over to the new park, or is it just, it's too hard to tell until you get in there and start playing games?
I think more the latter, Ben. I mean, listen, the actual field dimensions are going to be somewhat similar, meaning that, left field, the gap in left field will be a little deeper than right field will. The amount of foul territory is similar, although the distribution's a little bit different. So there's not a ton of foul territory, which we did on purpose because we want the fans, you know, right on top of the action as much as they can be. But there's so many things different from an environmental standpoint that we aren't sure yet how it's going to, from a jet stream standpoint. You know, one, it's set down 50 feet lower below the surface level as far as where the field level is, so, you know, the wind may not get in there the same. You've got the roof, obviously, which will play a huge deal, and even when it's open, there's a part of the roof over the right field, you know, covering the fans there in right field, and you know, right up to the end of the bullpens and the warning track that stays static. So, you know, I don't know how that'll factor in. And then you've got the everything is closer to the action, meaning that, you know, it's a little bit more, it's less, you know, and you're in the upper deck, you're closer than, I think you're closer to the action than, you know, the people in the second deck are now here. So it's just a little more vertical. And because of all those things, we don't know how the, you know, even when the roof's open, we're not totally sure how the wind's going to play. I think it'll be more of a neutral park. It's going to be hard to be more of a hitter's park than we've been in. But until we get in there and play a season or two, we won't know 100%.
So the other thing that we talked about a lot at the beginning of the year, because Arizona was rolling out that kind of turf, but I haven't really heard it talked about, throughout the course of what is now a full regular season, are you guys feel pretty good about the way the turf that rolled out in Arizona will play here?
Yeah. Yes. The answer to that is yes. The feedback has been, you know, largely very positive. I think, it, you know, the first week or two guys were kind of figuring it out, getting used to. I think it's played better as the season went on, as it kind of got, you know, got settled down. There's a few things technologically that we'll do differently than Arizona did, but it'll largely be a similar surface. And, you know, listen, my guess is that, you know, Arizona's gone well. I believe ours is going to go well. I think the players will be good with it. And, you know, would not surprise me as these things go. If, you know, we have positive outcome, you look up and other teams, you know, start looking into it. I know there's already been some chatter with other teams with retractable roofs that have mentioned to us that they're interested in finding out more. And if it plays as well as we think it's going to play, I'm guessing you'll, you know, it won't just be the two of us with it. You'll see it in other spots as well down the line.
You know, as you guys you went to back-to-back World Series trips, and I know you don't like us to focus on those types of things too often. You guys have moved on, but obviously such an important part of the history of that ballpark. We can't help but look at things through a Cowboy lens, as it's kind of an exciting time for the Cowboys as they appear to be entering that window of being a contender now. And it looks like it's going to be good for a long time, hopefully, for the Cowboys. Yeah. That said, do you remember the moment when you guys truly started turning that corner? And because things can obviously go either way, but you start turning that corner, you're like, damn, we're going to be really good here for a few years. I think this sets up nicely. Do you remember that moment?
So I remember like kind of the seedling moment for me was Instruction League in 07. When you just kind of looked around, you just saw the sheer number of the amount of talent. You're like, all right, this is going to lead somewhere really positive. But the moment for us where, you know, it was the first half of 10. In 2009, we were good. You know, I mean, we'd already added Josh to the core, and now Nelly was up and Nelly was producing, and, you know, we'd brought Elvis up and Michael had moved to third and our defense solidified, and, you know, we'd started to develop some guys, Neftali Feliz and Scott Feldman. You saw it coming. And then the first half of 10, you know, when Derek stepped up and Feliz was locked down, Elvis kept right on going, and Josh was going off. And so it was when we felt we were close, and that's why we did the Cliff Lee move. And that was where we felt like we'd arrived. You know, we felt like, all right, we can now, we're not just, you know, we're not just that little engine that could paint in somebody else's butt. We were, you know, we'd arrived, and like internally, externally, I think locally, nationally, the perception of the organization changed at that moment.
Talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Do you have a particular favorite moment in this ballpark that is family related? In other words, there are times where you get to bring your kids to the game or something happens with family. Maybe your folks come. Is there anything that really stands out to you that's something that happened in this ballpark?
Yeah, and even away from some of the just awesome games I've sat with them, it's a family tradition that everybody comes to opening day. So my parents fly in, and Robin's mom comes in, and we've done it forever, and so I love that. But you know, we have a family day. Tony Taylor arranges for everybody in the travel party. It's really for the players and their families, but we kind of get to tag along. And as my kids have gotten older, they get to go out there and kind of have a good time. They do, you know, whatever face paint for the kids and whatever. But for a number of years, a few of the players would go out and they would set up like almost like a street ball type game out in left field against a screen, and the kids would take aim at the outfield wall and try to hit, and the players would take turns pitching. And so I have these awesome videos of my son Lincoln, who at the time was probably, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, he's 12 now, and awesome videos and pictures of him taking BP off of Beltre and Cole Hamels and Prince Fielder and, you know, with Chu and Chirinos and their boys. And that's something that, you know, that's really special for me.
That does sound better than the time that Lincoln gave that blunt assessment to Matt Garza.
Was in Anaheim. That was absolutely beautiful. That was beautiful. I'm glad Matt handled it the way he did. He didn't pin me up against the wall.
That's one of the great stories. Would you mind resetting that real quick in case somebody hadn't heard that?
Yeah. So it was 2013. We traded for Matt. We were in Anaheim. I took my son on the trip with me. We were sitting there with I think Don Welke was with us, and we're sitting in the stands, and Matt had pitched, and we lost, I forget the score, maybe lost, you know, 4-1 or 4-2, but they hit two or three home runs, maybe solo shots off Matt, and I'm sure I made some comments about that. And so next day, I'm not thinking about that. We're come in pregame, and we're down in the trainer's room, and Matt comes by, and Don and Lincoln, my son, and I were talking, and Matt comes over. Matt was great, and he came over and said, "Hey, Matt, this is my son Lincoln, and Lincoln, this is Matt Garza." And without missing a beat, Lincoln just looks up at him, kind of points at me, and goes, "He said you give up too many home runs." and Matt's just kind of like, you know, I'm looking at him like, "Oh, gee, yeah, here we go." And Matt's like, "You know what? He's right. And I laughed and like shook it off. So it could have gone either way, and Matt was awesome about it.
That is fantastic.
The scene in Airplane in the cockpit. "My old man says you don't try hard on defense."
Talking to Jabbar.
Yeah.
"Tell your old man to get out there and try to hit 30 home runs a year. You know, tell him to try to strike these guys out. These guys are giant."
Exactly. Probably like Mike Trout. You know.
Yeah. We're talking to John Daniels on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. As you reflect back on this season that's coming to a close, what is the single biggest bright spot for you that you can use as a building block as you guys move into next season?
You said single biggest. I was going to hit on a couple of the player development stories, but I mean, if you're going single biggest, I just think it's the overall like attitude, culture, you know, from where we were a year ago. It's so much more, the players are so much more engaged, positive. And that's not to say that there haven't been, you know, some serious bumps in the road as we've put some new things in play. But I give all of our coaches a ton of credit for that. I give our players a ton of credit for that, for being open-minded. At times, I'm sure that, you know, there are some questions, but I think they've seen that, you know, that the guys that are utilizing the information the most, that have bought in the most, have had, you know, the most success, and guys are bought in. And so, you know, ultimately, you know, we got to do more on our side. We need to produce more players internally. We need to add some other guys outside. You always got to raise the talent level. But when you have that belief system and kind of culture in place and a really, really good coaching staff, I feel really good about this group. Woody, obviously, at the forefront of that group and what he's allowed to take place there. That for me is the, you know, the single biggest thing. And then all the individual kind of upticks are, you know, and some of the ones that even haven't happened yet, I think are, you know, credit to that environment that they've set up.
Well, we're certainly happy for the organization. It brings to an era to an end this weekend with the ballpark in Arlington, Globe Life Park. You guys are moving into just a gorgeous new air-conditioned facility, which we are all fired up about. But we'd love for you to remember how you're feeling over the course of this weekend so we can ask you about it one more time next Tuesday on your final appearance with us this season. We really appreciate the visit, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, there he goes, John Daniels. Final interview coming next Tuesday, and it's going to be an emotional weekend out there at Globe Life Park. Get out there. There are amazingly priced tickets. Use the SeatGeek app. Use the promo code Ben for $10 off your first purchase. But
good call.
Go find out what the best seats are in the house. RJ was saying this morning you can get insanely cheap tickets like right behind home plate. I think there's some pretty good deals to be had if you want to go catch the Rangers' final homestand of 2019. All right, come